Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pops up on the screen and guilts you into buying two more.
Fallon. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon!
So you can order Girl Scout cookies online. That's awesome. And to give you the real experience, after you buy two boxes, a Girl Scout pops up on the screen and guilts you into buying two more.
Go to Canada, where a cocaine dealer was busted on Friday and charged with drug trafficking. He also got a ticket for operating a non-essential business during the pandemic. Not essential, my ass, said Joe Exotic.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's pretty fired up about that one. Would have been better if I went with Hollywood.
No, it's all right.
It was Tom.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, there's a lot of places where I feel like cocaine is, like, present.
Yes, I think you're probably correct.
Not essential,
that.
My ass, said rich white people at a party. Bob Dylan has released new music, a 17-minute song about the Kennedy assassination. Gotta give it to Bob, he's staying current. He's got a new song about the coronavirus that's coming out in 27,000 million.
David Spade. Kimmel.
Spade.
Bob Dylan has released new music, a 17-minute song about the Kennedy assassination. Got to give it up for Bob. He's staying current. He's got a new song about the coronavirus. It's coming out in 27,000 million.
Of all the late-night hosts, I feel like David Spade is most annoyed to be host.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been kind of known as like a single dude that likes to go out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Everyone else has a spouse at home. He's probably, dude, I'm trying to slay the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, it might be easier as it's just him, but he just seems like one of those guys that's always out.
Right. I'd agree with that.
Probably realizes every Friday and Saturday, I go out a lot. The owner of a Subway franchise in Canada was offering a special deal. Free medical mask to protect you and your kids. Buy any two regular sandwiches and get one free medical mask. And, of course, the community was outraged. You don't need to offer a mask. It's not necessary. The reason I'm buying a sandwich in the first place is so I can get the napkins for my bathroom.
Lee Tinsman, Daily Show.
Jimmy Kimmel.
The owner of a Subway franchise in Canada was offering a special deal. Free medical mask to protect you and your kids. Buy any two regular sandwiches. Get one free medical mask. And, of course, the community was outraged. You don't need to offer me a mask. It's not necessary. The reason I'm buying the sandwich in the first place is so I can get the napkins for my bathroom.
By the way, big news on the toilet paper front. Out of necessity, I have changed allegiances. I'm now a Charmin man.
Where were you before?
Whatever they sell at Costco.
Okay. Kirkland.
Yeah, Kirkland.
So why have you changed allegiances?
Because the store I went to was out of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I got some Charmin, and I was like, this is so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wiping with a fleece blanket.
Yeah. That's why bears use it.
Mm-hmm. All the time. I've heard that people are passing the time by stress baking, which is just like regular baking, except when it's done, you eat it all over the sink.
David Spade.
Jimmy Fallon.
I heard that people have been passing the time by stress baking, which is just like regular baking, except when it's done, you eat all of it over the sink.
Someone doing a gender reveal stunt in Florida on Saturday calls the 10-acre brush fire. Just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can't trim up, ladies.
Need judgment, yeah.
Yeah. Had to have a good there. Wow. Had no to hide them. All right. I was very pleased. That was one of those ones I was going to be like, Mike, I got straight fire on this one. It's great. All right. You know, a lot of people, mainly Ted Smith, has been champion the thing for Red Zone to start just playing any Red Zone Sunday on Sunday's Red Zone.
Does it even have to be on Sunday at this point?
Well, I'd like to be in on Sunday as it's a routine. Try to get in a routine here, Miles.
Okay.
But you're right. I'd probably watch it other days. But just put it on Sunday already, Red Zone.
Even if they just replayed like Thursday Night Football on Thursday night. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't have to.
Yeah. So Discovery Channel, they listen to some people like there. So their Discovery Channel's Shark Weekend, a weekend, kicks off Saturday at 9 a.m.
Why not?
Do it a weekend of shark stuff.
Yeah, I think they could do it a lot. Because, I mean, they have
footage for 20, 25 years.
It's got to be. Because we watched Shark Week when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was a lot less content. So that Shark Week's probably done in 12 hours.
But still, you're just rolling it over the weekend. You got plenty of stuff.
Yeah, man, put it on there. Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, like, I would say this for sports fans. Like, if you're going to rewatch a game, they rerun old stuff. Just, I've been watching soccer matches and stuff that don't have a team I like.
All right.
You know what I mean? Because you don't remember it as well. So, like, for you guys to rewatch a Ravens game is going to be tough.
You know every play.
Right,
this is when you can tell, and then I'll call it. Yeah, I remember this, right?
Right?
You can't do it.
Or you rewatch, like, a team you like, maybe, like, somebody like me, I enjoy the Seahawks, and you're just yelling, you know, like, Russell, you don't have a timeout. You just downed it.
I think if I'm going to watch anyone, I would try to watch... I would try to watch the teams that might be a problem next year, like... I'm a Ravens fan. Obviously, Kansas City, they're scheduled to play each other. This time in Baltimore. I don't need to watch them. I understand why they're dangerous. But once again, like they did last year, hey, the Browns are going to be good again this year. So I'd be curious if I could watch, because I don't pay a lot of attention to them because I just think they're garbage. But if I watch them, right, watch 16 games, like what is it that they think, where's that spark that they think is going to happen?
You know, I don't know.
Like, all right, you're saying, you know, they said Pittsburgh might go back. It's because it's Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger's coming back. I don't need to watch them to understand. But like the Browns, a couple other teams that they're saying, hey, they might make the playoff. Indy. Like, come on, man. So I'm just curious. Like, maybe I would watch some of their games from last season to see why these clowns think that these particular teams suddenly are going to be so much better.
Well, they should all be healthy. Every single person should have the time now. Without all the mandatory things, the off-season things, you should be able to go in and get your surgeries. That is if the NFL even plays football. That's even if sports even picks up this year. You know, and that's just all. You know, we could talk about it all day, and there's going to be a lot of different moves in the NFL. There's a real good chance they're not going
to
play.
You know, what would be funny, and not that it's funny.
And I hate to say that, but
I would love for the
don't
NFL.
Don't say that yet.
I'd love for the NFL to play, but because I hate Tom Brady, one of the things I would enjoy. Cause look, he's not playing after this season, right? Well, I guess we keep saying that.
Oh, he probably will.
You get signed by Tampa, and then you don't have a season?
Yeah.
That's the one bit of joy I could get out of this.
Good news, nerds. Old nerds. Jamie Lee Curtis might be joining the cast of The Mandalorian.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say old nerds. I like Jamie Lee Curtis. I always thought she was hot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if she's on the show or not, but cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those things, like, I don't dislike her. Hey, if she does it, good for her, but I don't care.
I heard she's doing it just so she can hug Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised right now.
That's
about my extent of Star Wars stuff.
I'm kind of more of a fan of just the cameo, where you just come in and, you know what I mean?
Different thing in the league.
Do your thing, like Marshawn Lynch is in Westworld.
Oh, nice.
You know, like, what is he doing here?
And balls.
When you watch, you're like, oh, this fits.
Okay,
you
know so it does like, make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Well, it does make sense, because he's a rich person. He could go to Westworld.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis, she wanted to see Baby Yoda. She could put him in a blender and make a shamrock shake.
What was Jamie Lee Curtis's weird thing? She was born with a tail. Was that her thing? No, she was a hermaphrodite, right?
Yeah, she was born a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, she seems to think it is, so...
All right, I don't...
I don't feel like people brag about
that. That's one of those ones, though, that was like the...
Say born with a tail?
Well, I don't know.
It was something like you go, wow.
Well, who's the guy, Richard Gere? Yeah. Like, I don't think that one's true, but that one went around forever.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah, but he never admitted that. I mean, I think she came.
I mean, she says something about. It's not like Richard Gere's like, you hear about the hamster?
I had a habit trail phase.
Because, like, if he said it, I'd be like, okay, it's not a brag point, so I guess you're telling me the truth.
He's in Petco every weekend. He loves animals.
Right? That's the real indecent proposal.
I thought he had a snake.
Ah, that was Robert Redford. Yeah. Sorry.
Ah, yeah, right.
Old good-looking guys. Talk a little bit about sports. So I don't know if you've noticed, Joe Buck's been putting videos online and stuff where he posts funny videos of him doing play-by-play of just everyday thing, like dogs playing in a puddle or this or that. So basically, sports announcers, the first guy that did it was, I want to say, a club rugby announcer in England.
And he was awesome.
Right. And if you don't understand what that means, like, if you watch international rugby, you're not going to hear this guy. He does, like, the pro league in England. So you basically have no idea who he is. And when things are back to normal, he's going to be tweeting about rugby. So he started doing it, so people send...
Ooh. I was opening a door to a haunted house.
So people send stuff to Joe Buck. He announces it, right? Which is pretty funny. And I will say this. Everybody's so starved for sports. Everybody likes Joe Buck now.
Well, it's like anything. You miss them when they're gone. You look forward to bitching about how robotic he was on there, right?
Yeah.
You know, part of the enjoyment was, God, he's so awful.
Yeah, but they also pair him with Troy Aikman.
Right. He's not
he's not Captain
screaming
Fire
with personality.
Like if maybe they put him with Pat McAfee, somebody who had a little personality, they would balance each other out. But when you got two guys doing the same monotone drawl.
Well, that was a good point.
Yeah, right. It just, the whole thing kind of crashes.
So basically, Joe's got plenty of submissions, and he says some of them were just not family friendly. There's quite a few naughty videos. Say, quote, you have to be careful. I've had a couple submissions from, let's say, a man and a woman that just didn't seem appropriate to put my voice to in this stage of my life. Maybe later in life, but not now.
Sure. Save those videos, Joe. You'll need them.
I look at those videos very carefully and pick the ones that seem the most wholesome to put my voice to. I'm with you, Miles. We don't know how long this is all lasting. Right. By the end of it, he's describing homemade porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the summer, look at her gnarly feet.
She's tagging out. Oh, wait.
He's tagging out.
Who's tagging in?
It's going to be like a new thing on Pornhub. Joe Buck.
Exactly. Watch your favorite porn with Joe announcing.
Mm, this guy skipped leg day, but he's still going at it pretty well.
Do you ever have the conversation with older people where they talk about how much they love sports on the radio?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. Here's my issue. Whether it's somebody in my family, somebody else say, it sounds better on the radio. And I always go, well, it does. Because the radio man or woman has to describe exactly what they're seeing through the radio. So, yes, generally the radio broadcasters are going to do a little bit better picture.
A little more descriptive.
Mm-hmm. And also, when you're seeing the game, you know what I mean? Like, if you watch a lot of English soccer, like, that's one thing I like about Arlo White. Like, there's times where he doesn't have to describe everything. There's a ton of passing. You don't have to describe every pass. I'm watching it on the tube.
But soccer is one of those sports, at least here in the United States, where they often take the television broadcast, and that is also the radio broadcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they don't spend as much money.
Right, because it's soccer in the United States.
Exactly.
And what was the thing going around like a year or two ago, right? Like a lot of little kids were talking with English accents because of Peppa Pig?
Oh, yeah, Australian, but yeah.
You having a laugh? Well, look, we're American. Can you really tell?
Same difference. Just don't say that to a Kiwi. They will lose it.
Yeah.
Never ask someone from New Zealand what part of Australia they're from.
Yeah.
Although they'll punch you in the face.
They'll tell you.
Yeah.
So Millie Bobby Brown, who's from Stranger Things, she's British. She has a very good American accent at such a young age. So people thought maybe like she had a dialect coach.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Hollywood, dialect coach, by the way, teaches you how to speak correctly. But it turns out it was Miley Cyrus
because Millie was a guest on Miley's Instagram show, Bright Minded, and she said, the only way I got my American accent was by watching Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus, huh?
Right, which, of course, Miley replied, I'm surprised you don't have a country accent.
Well, every time we do Australia, we fall into Paul Hogan, or we fall into Crocodile Dundee, or like, oh, this is knife. You know, like,
you know what, Miles? That's a great point. You're right. Movies, and a lot of people say that. They learn. That's why a lot of people think all Americans talk like back in the day, like we were all like, from Texas.
Yeah, John Wayne.
Because they'd watch it. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Right. Most accents I do, like even when I say, you having a laugh. I mean, that's from a Ricky Gervais show. Yeah. About him making a TV show, man. Accepted you.
I'm waiting for someone from England to be like, yeah, I learned to get my American accent from The Wire.
Yeah, okay, well,
I'm going to give you another show.
We talk about it all the time, but like, when I found out that Idris Elba.
He's English, isn't he?
Yeah. Or Welsh or.
Right,
something.
I know he's British.
British.
I don't know that he's English, because you're right, he might be Welsh.
But a lot of those cats on that show were from England. And Ted, I think you were telling me that, like, the young guys.
It's insanity.
These young Baltimore thugs, right? And if you've been to Baltimore, they were spot on. And Baltimore's not an easy accent. It takes years of ignorance to sound like that. But these people, I mean, look, that's just calling for what it is, right? So, but these people, these are English actors. So, but it's the weirdest thing because you see them on the show and it doesn't matter the role. The toughest
right,
ball.
Right, McNulty's British.
And then you see an interview, and it's this black dude who's like 16, right? He's got braids, he's dressed full on Baltimore thug, and he's like, it was quite interesting, actually. It's like, these are like theater-trained actors, but they even said learning the Baltimore accent was really, really difficult. Because you have to speak in a way that no one actually understands you, but well enough they can get the context.
I don't even think people realize, though. They say, like, is Baltimore really like that?
Part of it, sure.
The places they went to film some of that show, people were terrified. There was a lot of grips and people that just kind of universally work on the East Coast, whether they're in Baltimore, Philly, you know, the entertainment sure. industry, and they were terrified to go and work on the set, park their car because they were afraid they were going to die. Actors, actresses, yeah. Everybody involved.
Yeah, because it's like,
and if you haven't seen The Wire, now's a great time to start it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let's see, some sad news going around from the coronavirus world. Chris Cuomo from CNN, he tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
The lead singer, or the original lead singer from the band Fountains of Wayne, he tested positive, and we found out today he passed away.
52 years old.
That is unbelievable. And just to put this in a little bit of perspective, yesterday they were optimistic.
Right.
Oh, about him specifically.
Yeah. Do you remember DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah.
Will
yeah.
Smith? He thinks he might have it. He's got pneumonia in both lungs, losing his sense of smell.
Uh-oh.
And then ESPN and, you know, Patrick McEnroe, brother of John, he has the virus. I mean, it's just crazy, and it's, you're going to hear a lot more of these stories.
So. It's serious. Absolutely. That's all.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Lacking any indoor space or convention centers, Las Vegas puts homeless in an outdoor parking lot. Meanwhile, sales of alcohol in the U.S. are up 55% in 1 month, and even more people are buying pot. YMCA of Buffalo's Zoom Live Family Story Time hacked by someone asking to see their gums. Heartburn sufferers should throw away that Zantac and start eating Tums. And a 99-year-old New Jersey man charged with violating emergency rules by throwing a house party. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story. We head down to Texas, where an 18-wheeler caught fire. The truck was traveling down the interstate where it crashed and burst into flames, but what's making headlines was his cargo. The truck was carrying thousands upon thousands of rolls of the ever-so-precious toilet paper.
No!
The rolls were burned and scattered all about the interstate.
That's just like a giant FU, isn't it?
It really is!
Can't be like a box of vegetables. I'm like, oh, well. I mean, it's got to be toilet paper.
Kind of goes back to what Ted and I were just talking about. 2020 is just snowballing it, man. Oh, you need toilet paper? Here, we'll set it ablaze.
You can visit it. Your future self visits yourself from 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, listen, I'm not going to bother to tell you anything because you're not going to believe a single word I say. Because it's going to sound very stupid, ridiculous, right. All that. But it is that.
Right.
But just, I'm telling you. 2020, what did I tell myself? December 31st, 2019. Man, party. Like, try whatever drugs you want to try, because I'm telling you, as of the next day, things are going to start getting weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you kidding me? There's a, they, people are watching Tiger King. Everyone stopped their life for Tiger King.
Because there's nothing else to do.
I know. It's like there's no baseball to watch. Nothing. Tiger King.
Tiger King wouldn't have done anything. If we did not have this going on, people wouldn't have watched it.
No, they'd be like, hey, man, there's this weird thing on. Maybe check it out. Not everybody in your family had already seen it.
Oh, hell no. Kids, gather around.
Tiger King.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, God.
Right, there's nothing else. So he has replaced. Like, that's like, I would show a picture of the Tiger King and be like, listen, no sports are going to exist in the first half of the year. And this man right here.
He's going to be famous.
I'm not going to tell you why. He's going to be one of those popular people.
He's going to hold this country together.
He's going to unify people.
He's going to be more important than sports and movies, bars.
Right. That says it all.
Right.
God, it's so strange.
Right?
I mean, like, I'm going to get messed up and watch Tiger King.
You're watching Tiger King.
Hang out. You know, you're not going to go out to bars. You're not going to go out to dinner.
Over. You're going to stay home and watch this man.
I'm going to watch Tiger King.
That's what you need to know about 2020.
Anything else messed up like that on that you can recommend?
And you're going to be sure that this chick killed her husband and fed him to tigers.
Oh, I am convinced about that.
Hell yeah.
I've seen enough of that whack job after two episodes to know that there's something not right there.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Moving on. Another news. Well, Las Vegas has shut their doors and basically closed down the entire city. Don't worry, their parking lots are coming in handy. Local authorities have been directing the local homeless population to their own specific parking spots in the lots to be able to have a safe distance location for them to stay.
They still can't be in the handicap zone.
You know, like, I'm not. There have been people that have been living in underground.
Oh, you're in the handicap. Hey, yeah, listen, man.
Yeah. People have been living in underground Vegas for decades. Like, some people live there as long as 30 years.
Yeah, underground.
Goodness. Underground Vegas. So, I wonder what's going on down there.
No, they're probably like, we're cool.
Yeah, I mean, if they're full capacity or whatever, because it's underneath the entire strip and scene.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. There's literally people living underground in Las Vegas in the storm drains and stuff.
Yeah. You can't see them. It's like trying to find a door
to the
casino.
And don't go looking for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
What did you say? They're trying to find an exit to the casino.
They're trying to get out of a casino.
Right.
It's harder to find.
Sorry, sir. We don't have an exit.
How do you get out of here? Like, how do I get to the strip? This is insane.
Last time we were in Vegas, I spent 45 minutes just trying to find my tower. Because they're like, oh, no, you're in the Paradise Tower. I'm like, well, where the hell am I now? Like you're in the Garden Tower. We're like, where the hell is the Paradise Tower? It's one place that I can't find.
It's a flat black wall with doors on it. No exercise. Nothing.
And they look like emergency exits.
Maybe in the event of an emergency that they would turn the lights on, but they definitely don't want you to leave unless the place is on fire.
Just when you thought the world was safe, it would seem the criminals don't sleep. In the midst of the new social distancing norm, more and more people are turning to different social platforms to get their fix of human interaction. One of the new popular methods being the meeting app called Zoom.
Mm-hmm. However, I'm a Zoomer.
No good thing goes untainted as Zoom, is the latest. I've been on Zoom to be the target of hackers.
Now of course.
Now they're not necessarily stealing any kind of information, but there have been multiple reports of people hacking into private meetings and displaying vulgar and crude messages and images onto the streams, one of which being the YMCA of Buffalo during their recent family story time.
Family story
time. The FBI is warning against this. This is actually getting to the point. And again, I don't know that I've read anything about them stealing any kind of credit card information.
It hasn't been that. This is more like doing graffiti. This is like spray painting a penis on someone's door. Like, exactly. I'm not going to break in your place, but I can have fun here. One complaint that I heard from someone is, I had to explain to my kid what a Cleveland steamer is.
Right.
Because they were on Zoom. Somebody chimed in with that, and they're
hacking into AA meetings and talking about how great alcohol is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
These people are sick. It's wrong. Moving on. Over in Jersey.
That is
evil.
And by the way, the people at AA, they know how awesome alcohol is.
That's right.
That's why they're there.
Over in Jersey, a group of people have decided to become the poster children for why we need to legislate these lockdowns. Authorities received a call about an illegal gathering of people in the area and arrived to find just that. Turns out that they were throwing an engagement party for one of their own in violation of the distancing order. Most of the adults at the party were charged, as well as the 99-year-old man that was present.
Good God.
Why is he the guy that has to host the party?
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, surely there's, like, a younger relative. I mean, if you're going to do it, like, why are you putting this guy in charge of cleaning his house and getting everything ready to go?
Where is that big bowl for chips?
I mean, like, come on, man.
Don't double dip.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, I got to get out my guestware.
Those come teeth on. In the glass in the bathroom are mine. I'm just ever didn't to look good later.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Please stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. We'll do a little big dummy next time around.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
Stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.